Okay, we were here on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph with trying to fine-tune the Shitos of Rav Avohu and Chizkiya and to understand how they relate to every one of the Macholos Asuros in which we can raise our eyebrows that it appears that this doesn't fit into the rules. So the Gemara asks in terms of Shratzim. Bahare Shratzim. The Rachmana Amar Sheketu Lo Yeochel. Okay, here we have a term that even according to Chizkiya should mean an Iser Hana'a, and yet the Tanami of the Mishnah and Shvi'is, Sayade Chaya Ba'ofos Vedogim Shinizdam Nolahem, Minim Tmeim Mutarim Lemochron Lenachri. We see that there's no Iser Hana'a. Shiny Hasan Damar Kra Lachem. Shelachem Yehe. That we have a Pasuk earlier, and we have the psukim over here are spread out throughout Parshas Shmini. So at the end, towards the end of Parshas Shmini, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Aleph, we have the Pasuk, Kol Sheretz HaShoretz HaLa'aret Sheketzu Lo Yei Ochel. However, earlier in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Sheketz Yihiyu Lachem, Mibisarem Lo Tochelu Vesniv Lasam Teshaketzu. So here we have the Lachem on the same Sheketz, on the same Sheretz, and so the Lachem neutralizes the Yei Ochel. So we have an Iser Achila, and we have a Heter Hana'a. I Hachi Afilu L'chatzchila Nami. So why then is it only the Tzayedei Chaya V'ofo Shnizdamnu Lahem Minim Tmeyem Mutala Mochram? But if they were to trap them on purpose, would be Aser L'mochram. Where does that Iser Skora come in from? Shaini Hacha Damakra Yihiyu. The pasuk is in pasuk again the first in Yud Aleph Sheketz Yihiyu Lachem. So we have over here the Lachem allows Hanaa. There's an aspect of Lachem, but the Yihiyu the Gemara is Doresh Bahavayatan Yihu. Okay, so we have over here then a Gemara that tells us that on Ma'akolos Asuros we have an Iser Achila, we have a Heter Hanaa, and we have an Iser Schora. And these are learned out. The Iser Achila is learned out from Lo Yeyachel, Lo Tochlu. The Heter Hanoa is learned out from Lachem. And the Iser Schora appears to be learned out from the Yihiyu. That's the Yihiyu Bahavayatan Yehe, that they remain in a status of Iser to a degree. You saw that we had that there is a very basic machlokas rishonim as to whether we should take our Gemara as a drasha malya, whether we have over here a din d'oraisa, or whether it's an asmachta ba'alma, and that the Iser of Schora is a drabonim. Tosfos al atar takes for granted ha'aser mi d'oraisa, in other words, that we have an Iser d'oraisa. So why do we have that? Yehoshua made one of his takanos that Yisrael, when they enter into Israel, shouldn't be Megadol Chazirim. We have over here an Iser D'Oraisa. Similarly, the Rambam brings it down as an Iser D'Oraisa. The Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Chelek, I believe it's Chelek He. It's in Chelek He of Yabia Omer, in Siman Aleph, in the section of Yeredeya, in which he points out that it's not only Tosfos and the Rambam, it's also the Rosh in Baba Kama, it's also the Or Zeruah, the Tashbetz, the Shibolei Leket, and he quotes the Michtam LeDavid of Rav David Prado, David around, quotes the Michtam LeDavid of your ancestor, Hela Shekein Das Shlosha Amudei Hara, Harif HaRambam VaHarash. I couldn't find the Rif, but if Rav David Prado said that it's also a Rif, so it's also a Rif. So that's on one side of the equation. On the other side of the equation, you saw the tshuva of the Rashba, where he says black and white that we're dealing over here with an Iser Drabanan. That we're dealing over here with an Iser Drabanan, and on his side of the equation, the Rav Avadia quotes the Raivin in his Perish for the Sifra. I was very tired. I went through the whole Sifra on Shmini. I couldn't find it, but I'm sure it must be there. Rav Avadia said it's there, but it wasn't where I expected it to be. I'm sorry. And then it moves over into Achronim. There's another Behuda, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that follow in the direction that it may only be Aser Drabanan. Okay. He says, Sifra on Parsha Shmini. That's pretty exact. Okay, but just for me, for the people like me who need something a little more, I couldn't find it. It's not the Sifra, it's the Ravid on the Sifra. Okay, I couldn't find the Sifra that brings our drasha, and therefore I couldn't find the Ravid that comments on it. Okay, let's take the two sides. If we say it's a drabanan, then I think we have every right in the world to ask why were Rabbanan goes there. So of course, if the Torah was matir bahana'a, why should schora be an exception? Why over here should we say that these macholas asuros are asur bischora? The Rashba himself, who's the author of the Shita that this is drabanan, gives the reason. What does the Rashba say? Gezeira shema yavo le'echol mehem. We don't have an Iser Hanah, but we still have an Iser Achila. The moment that we have an Iser Achila, so Chazal have the right to make a siyag around the Iser Achila, and they asked Tzchora Gzera Shema Yochal Mehem. The Shach, you notice, brings in this reason, according to, for the Gzera, assuming that it's Gzera, and he points out that there one can tweak this reason a little bit, because Atu Berishiyei Askinan, in other words, why should we assume that someone is going to eat Macholas Asuras? Iname L'shema Yavo Le'echol Lo Chashinan. The Atu Berishiyei Askinan, Lo Mizhari L'mechal Isura, talking about things that are Asur Doraisa. Ela Hatam Hu, Mishum Daharoe, Shesocher B'davar Asur L'tzorach Achila, Yachshov, Shekeshem Shesochron L'tzorach Achila, Kahu Ochel Mehen. That's the person who has a supermarket and he has a non-kosher section in his supermarket and he's selling this food to be eaten, kind of that he also, which is a maris ayin. It's a maris ayin that he's also eating. That's the direction of the Rashba and again the Heora of the Shach. What we gain from this direction is that it answers a lot of questions, that the Iser Schora doesn't appear to be an Easter which is across the board. This is what Tosfot asks. Susim v'chamorim are asurim ba'achila. We never saw that you're not allowed to sell a horse, not allowed to sell a donkey. In other words, it should be a problem. V'yeshlamar de'bemidi de'achila mayri dafka. The moment, in other words, if we say that it's a din drabanan, otu achila, or maris ayin of achila, so then to put it in the context of achila, makes more sense, and then it could also, the continuity of Tosfos in terms of his question from Chazirim, that it may depend for what purpose you're selling it. It may only be osur if you're selling it to be eaten, if you're selling bacon and eggs, or mashu kazeh. But if you're selling chazir schmaltz, if you're selling it to give a shine to your aluminum pots, right, then maybe that already would be mutter, or even if you're raising it for yourself to use, for purposes of hadraka or meshicha, maybe that is mutter. Namely, that the moment that we put it in the context of achila, it helps answer a lot of questions that it still raises a lot of issues in terms of people who ignore the Iser, but it limits the Iser to a large degree. And Hu Hadin, we have over here a psak of the Ramah in the continuity of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph. Not only do we have an Iser Schora, but the mother continues, "V'afilu knoso l'achilu l'poalav ovdei kochavim asur." That if you have non-Jewish workers and you're responsible for giving them breakfast, lunch, and supper, so you're allowed to go to the store and buy for them trade food. You're not allowed to go for them buy for them a trade food. "V'afilu knoso l'achilu l'poalav ovdei kochavim asur." Why not? This is not schora. You're not making any money on this. Right, you're just facilitating the transfer of the food from the makola to them. You're paying for it. You're not making anything. Why should this be usher? But if we have the gzeira shema yochal, so then the moment you're involved in transferring something to be eaten, so we have either the maris ayin that you may be tasting from it, or the mamish may be. We're dealing over here within the world of achila. However, everything has two sides. It does raise an issue that Rav Moshe Feinstein raises. Does that mean that a person who owns a taxi and he's being asked to deliver something non-kosher from destination X, destination Y. He talks about an Egron, but that was written in Luvian. Rav Moshe wrote his tshuva, still in the period of horses and wagons. And he was asked to move it from X to Y, that it's usser. In other words, we never heard of such a thing, that you have to ask what's in the package before you move it. But if it's an inyan of Shema, yes, sir, Moshe has to get involved. Well, we're not going to be choshish that he's a gazlan, it's not his, so you know, there's no gzeira of Shema Yochal. But then he was bothered over here that the Shach disagrees with the Rama. The Shach says that you're allowed to buy things to feed your po'alim. It's not schora, but forget about schora. You're dealing with eating. Namely, in other words, on one hand, it's good that it limits the yisur. On the other hand, exactly where the boundaries are a bit difficult. Okay, but that's if we assume that the yisur schora is drabanan. But you saw, most Rishonim hold that the yisur schora is the oraisa. If it's an yisur d'oraisa, we can't ask the question why. That's not a question we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not into tamei hamitzvos, why. What we can ask is what. We can ask, under what categorization, under what rubric, if you're building a chart of isurim, where do we put the isur schora that we have over here by ma'achalos asuras? What is it subsumed under? That's a fair question, right? That we try to organize the Torah into categories. And so, under what category does this fall? Now, again, mida oraisa, we have an isur achila, and we have a heter hanah. All of a sudden, the Torah now tells us, yihyu, that we have over here an isur schora. What would be the easiest way of learning the doraisa? Well, I think that I agree with you 100%. But in terms of what we find in the Rishonim, what would be the easiest way of understanding the doraisa? How does Tosus over here understand the doraisa? In what realm? It's a harchava of what? Of achila. Right, just parallel to what we saw in the drabana. The drabana was created as a yesh me'ayin, as a gather around achila. According to Tosus, even if we have an isis chora, but it relates to achila. That's why we have midid achila mairi. And all, you know, Tosus is working l'shi'itato. According to the Rashba, it's kaftu aferach, but even l'shi'itato, Tosus, we're dealing over here with an Isur Doraisa, we can have an Isur Doraisa otu as a harchava of a broader Isur Doraisa. If you look in the Ran, on the Aleph Amid Aleph, in the Rif, the Ran asked, why do we have on Pesach an Isur of Bayiro Bayimatze? Where do we find by Isur Yachila an Isur of Bayiro Bayimatze? And so the Ran, it's about 10 lines from the bottom. It's the end of the Dibur HaMaskil. Umashe Tzrichu, he says, Mishum dechametz lo bedilei in sheminei kulei shata. V'chomer isurei tfei disvei kareis. V'efsher o dimitam zehech mira ha-Torah bo la'avor alav ba'yiro ba'yimotzei. That the ba'yiro ba'yimotzei are built around to strengthen the Isur Achila, to give strength, to shore up the Isur Achila. So in Chametz, where you have an Isur Kares, and you have a problem of Lo B'dilei Minei, there you need a super Isur Midoraisa Bayiro Bayimatze. Shouldn't be in your environs. It shouldn't be anywhere near you. You shouldn't be even owning it. Bash'en came by Ma'acholos Asuros. These are things that B'dilei in Sheminei, generally people do take care of. However, to serve as a, if you want to exera midoraisa, to serve as a siyog midoraisa, to help maintain the isur achila, we have an isur schora. Yes?
If it's not an independent isur, it's only a hatava of
achila.
Sounds like
the Rabbanah.
Sound like something the Torah would do.
We find by Nazir, that the Torah assured a Nazir eating grape jelly. I mean, why shouldn't the Nazir eat grape jelly? This has to do with wine. So this is considered to be a gzeira midoraisa, and we find in the Rishonim that this is the source for Chazal. That once Chazal looked into the Torah, and so the Torah itself makes the gzeiros, so Chazal viewed it, this is what the Torah wants us to continue doing, wants us to continue making gzeiros. So this would be another example of a gzeira midoraisa. But there's something between what Reuven pointed out and what I just said. There's also another option to understand the source of the Isur Schora Midoraisa, the source meaning the categorization. Read the Gemara again. What does our Gemara say? What's with Pshuto Shel Gemara? The Gemara says, How do we know that we have a heter hana'a? We don't have a heter hana'a because Amar Kra lachem, shelachem yehei. I hachi afilu chatzchila namei, shayni hacha damar kra yihiyu, bahavasan yihiyu.
It limits the
hana'a. In other words, that we have over here a iser d'oraisa of hana'a b'di'evet. Classically, when we have an iser hana'a, it's a hana'a l'chatchila. Here we have an iser. Here we say we ask, should you know? It's if over here we're going to have an iser afilu l'chatchila name. We have over here. Normally, when we have an iser hana'a, it's an iser hana'a b'di'evet, right? That under all circumstances has to be hana'a. Here we have an iser hana'a l'chatchila. Here we have an iser hana'a l'chatchila. L'chatchila ma'achalos asuras are aser b'hana'a. In what way does it reflect itself in the iser schora? However, b'di'evet, if this nizdamnulo, in other words, he tried to be careful, he's a tzayad, but he caught, what can he do? He caught a non-kosher fish, and throwing it back into the water would now cause him a loss, a hefsed. So we say that b'di'evet, we're not going to be makted on this iser hana'a. It's an iser hana'a l'chatchila. I didn't find this in the Rishonim, but the Torah Tzmima, interestingly, in two places, both on Pasuk Yud Aleph and on Pasuk Lamed Hey, over there on Pasuk Yud Aleph, he takes this approach that we have over here, an Iser Hana'a L'chatchila. What pushes him in this direction? Firstly, the language of the Gemara. Ihachi, the Gemara asks, L'chatchila Name, Shani Hacha, Damakra, Yihiyu, Behavasan, Yihiyu. The Gemara asks, maybe we should have even a heter hana'a l'chatchila, because it says lachem, kamash malan, yihiyu, that we have an iser hana'a l'chatchila. The l'chatchila over here is what ticked him off. However, he found a very powerful raya. If we look in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, on that pasuk of sheket yihiyu lachem, yibisaram lo tochelu, etc., the Targum Yonasan is shiktsa yahon lachon, yas nivegoson tishaketsun, Umin hanayason titrachakun. Umin hanaason titrachakun. There's no iser hana'a on the vela. That's a ferish apostate, machar timkarenu. But titrachakun. This is the hana'a of the chatchila. This is hana'a of the chatchila. That's a powerful raya. And he also, the chora, according to our Yerushalmi, it's black and white in the Yerushalmi what he says. Namely, we have an iser schora midoraisa. Our Gemara, the Bava, learns it out from the Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. There is, however, a parallel Pasuk in the same Parsha where you have a similar grammatical form. In Pasuk Lamed Hei, the Torah tells us, Tmeyim Heim, talking about Nevela, Tmeyim Heim, Tmeyim Yihiyu Lachem. Again, like we have Vayas Sheketz Yihiyu Lachem. So this says, Tmeyim Heim, Tmeyim Yihiyu Lachem. So the Yerushalmi in Shvius, in Perek Zayin, the end of Halacha Aleph, says as follows: Ksiv Tmeyim Heim, Tmeyim Yihiyu Lachem. I'm sorry, Tmeyim Heim. Ma Talmud Lomar Tmeyim Yihiyu Lachem. Ela Echad Isur Achila, VeEchad Isur Hana'a. What do you mean Echad Isur Hana'a? Since when is Nevela Aser BeHana'a? Kol Davar Shisura Dvar Tara Aser Lasos Bo Sechora. This is Yerushalmi that Tosis is quoting. Continues. Hare chamor l'mlachto gadel. Hare gamal l'mlachto hu gadel. This is what Tosis means. The first line of the Yerushalmi is that we have over here echad iser achila, echad iser hana'a. So we have so far two options. One option is that schora is a expansion of the iser achila. The other is that it's a contraction of an iser schora. Iser Hana'a. It's a contraction of an Iser Hana'a. B'chol HaTorah Kula, when you have an Iser Hana'a, it's even b'di'evet. Here we have an Iser Hana'a l'chatchila, and it expresses itself in Schora. The problem with this approach is that why Schora? You know, what about other forms of Isurei Hana'a? So then why do we find all these halakhas that relate to Roy L'chila, not Roy L'chila, b'chulei. So the Torah Tzmi leaves it all but Tzarachiyun, but he says, you have to deal with my rayas. Our Gemara uses the phrase l'chatchila. The Targum Yonasan says that you should stay mihanayasan Tichrach Hakun, and we have Yerushalmi that says Eser Echad Iser Achila V'Echad Iser Skar. Yes. There is a Ran that says that, however, there are many Rishonim that disagree.
According to the Ran, this path theoretically could be a Siwa, but the Kaddish says it's
Yeah, correct. But again, we don't know whether the Ran holds that these Iskoras are Reis or Drabana.
Right.
Could be holds it's Iskoras Drabana, like the Rashba. You know, it's possible. We don't know what the Ran holds. We don't have a Ran. The third option is, I think, the most audacious of the options, namely, that we have an independent Iser of Skora, but because I think that we have to ask ourselves, do we ever find anywhere else in the Torah? Isurei Achila, we find many in the Torah. Isurei Hanoa, we have a whole over in the Torah. So we have over a Chiddush, this is a Hanoa L'chatchila. But to say that we have, that we're subsuming under a category, we have a category of Isurei Achila, we have a category of Isurei Hanoa. Iser Skora, do we have a category of Isurei Skora Midoraisa that we can then say this is part of that category? This is right. This is the Mishnayos. This is really where we find the Iser Skora of Malchus Asuras in the first place. Where is it found? It's not found in the Mishnayos and Kuvin, where we would expect to find it, or in the Mishnayos anywhere dealing with Malchus Asuras. But rather, it's found in Maseches Shviyas. In Maseches Shviyas, over there, we find that the Mishnah is moving, Me'inyan le'inyan, l'cha'ora, in other words, it would be easiest to say, be'oso inyan. In Maseches Shviyas, in Perek Zayin, the Mishnah over there in Mishnah Gimel says, Ve'ein osin skora b'peiros shviyas, and then it continues. Velo b'bechoros, velo b'trumos, velo b'nevelos, velo b'trefos, velo b'shkotzim, velo b'remasim. And then the Mishnah continues in terms of tsayidei chaya v'ofos, what we have over here in our Gemara, namely the context of the Iser Skora. The first time we find it in Torah Shebaal Peh is in the framework of the dinim of Skora. That in terms of Shviyas, look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. So we find that in Perek Hey, Rambam begins, Peiros Shviyas Nitnu La'achila Ushtia V'sika V'adokasaner V'tzviya. Namely, Peiros Shviyas are Mutar Ba'achila, Nitnu La'achila, they're Mutar Ba'achila, and they're also Mutar Ba'hano, right? Peiros Shviyas Nitnu La'achila V'shtia L'sika V'adokasaner V'tzviya, they're Mutar Ba'achila, and they're Mutar Ba'hano. However, Perek Vav, Ein osin skora peiros shviyas. Namely, ein osin skora has nothing to do with iser achila. Peiros shviyas are muter b'achila. Iser skora has nothing to do with iser hanah. Peiros shviyas are muter b'hanah. But we have a separate iser of skora b'peiros shviyas. The Mishneh Lamelech quotes over here the Ramban. Haramban mena'a b'minyan hamitzvos mishum dechsiv. Shabbat ha'aretz lachem lo'ochla lo'ochla v'lo l'skora. Lava b'mechal asay, asay. V'oseh skora, b'tel asay zeh. That we have an Iser d'oraisa of skora. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and tells us that we have an Iser d'oraisa of skora by Shviyas. V'hu adin, we have an Iser d'oraisa of skora by Nevelos, Trefos, Shkatzim, Remasim. The we'll come to that at a very, very good point. We'll come to that in 1 minute. The Gra was very sensitive to this. And so the Gra, I think, also understood the Iser Skora as an independent Iser Skora. But the Gra has the Perush on the Yerushalmi. Not just one Perush on the Yerushalmi. The Gra learned Yerushalmi many times. There's Ksav Yad Aleph, Ksav Yad Bet, Ksav Yad Hagos, Hagra, etc. So in the back of the Yerushalmi, in all of those Bikoros, it says, on that Yerushalmi read earlier, Echad Isur Achila ve'Echad Isur Hana'a, the Gra says, Tzarech Lomar, Echad Isur Schora. Echad Isur Achila ve'Echad Isur Schora. We have an independent Isur of Schora. This is not a Gzeira Atu Achila. This is not a watered down Hana'a. This is an Isur Schora qua Isur Schora. And this is basically what Rav Moshe answered in his tshuva. He said, as long as you're circling around the wagons with an Isur Achila, then we're going to have very big problems with what are you going to do with all of the people who have physical contact with Isurei Hana'a, with Isurei Achila, the delivery man and the factory worker, etc., etc. However, Mikomakom lo asru. That's not the reason for the Isur. Isur ikar ha'Isur hu rak la'aso schora. Right? That's the pasuk, the Aleph Mikra, that the Isur is an Isur schora. You can have a suffix, begeder Isur schora. Is it the Maisa ha'Mischar which is Asur, or the Esek ha'Mischar which is Asur? Namely, if let's say we have a Jew who's working for a Goy, and the Jew was sent to make the contract to sell. He's not making, in other words, he's an employee, but he's making the contract to sell the Isurei Achila, to sell the Machalos Asuros from party A to party B. Is that what the Torah asked? Is that what Skora means? Or does Skora mean the Esek HaMiskar? Who's profiting? The owner of the company. Namely, if the Jew owns the company and sends his Goy to make the contract, it's the Jew's Avera. Is it the Maisa Skora or Esek HaMiskar Asa Shuhar Vacha V'Achrayas? But clearly, HaMolech V'HaPoel Mutar. Those who are simply technically involved, those who are physically close to the Isurei Achila, that's not the issue. We're not afraid that a Jew is going to eat Macholos Asuras. Otu Berushi Askinan. However, we have over here an Isur Schora. Either to either the Maisa Schora is that which is Asur, or the more likely, Rav Moshe says, the Harvacha and the Achrayas. He says, Hazlin and Hacha v'Hacha l'chumra. We're going to Machmir on both stages, on the stage of the prophet and on the stage of the closing of the deal. But neither of those is built around a fear of eating. Where does Roi Lachila come in? We're talking about Macholos Asuras. Right? So we have an Isur Schora that relates to the realm in which the Torah asers. The Torah asers in eating. So the Isur Schora is to sell this as food. As in other words, that's where all in other words it's an Isur Schora on Macholos Asuros. It's not an Isur of Macholos Asuros. It's not an Isur of Hanah. It's an Isur Schora on Macholos Asuros. In terms In terms of Shalom's question, I didn't want to do the Zimmerman's question. In terms of Shalom's question, but it appears to be like the opposite of Peiros Shvius. Peiros Shvius is Mutar Ba'achila, and we have an Isur Schora. And over here we have an Isur Achila, and we have an Isur Schora. I think that there's a very, very beautiful common denominator, but I'm saying this in Shir, even though maybe you could say it's a Piyadrash, but I think that it may be Pshat. Why are Peiros Shvius Asur B'Schora? Again, the why is not a question of why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it, but what category does Isur, when you say Lo'ochla V'lo L'Schora, okay, that it's Mutar V'Hana'a V'lo L'Schora. What were Peiros Shvius meant to be? What status do Peiros Shvius have? They have Kedusha, where even when you sell them, the Kedusha then moves, where it's transferred to the money, etc. They have Kedusha. In this realm, Schora is considered to be a bizui of Kedusha. The Kedusha was that if you eat Peiros Shvius, that if you have wine of Kedusha Shvius, you make a kind of a mitzvah by drinking this wine, according to many, many deos, according to the Ramban, that there's a mitzvah of eating Peiros Shvius, not just that we have Isurim. And so we have over here a beetle of the lo'ochla. We have a beetle of the yi'ud of that which Kodesh Baruch Hu, how he wanted this kedusha to be expressed. Ma'acholos asuros. If we just continue the psukim from where we began, the pasuk points out kol sheretz lo sochel kol sheretz asher etzal ares sheketzu lo ye'ochel, and then the pasuk continues lo titamu behem v'nitmeisem bam. Namely, that there's a chilul of kedusha as well. In other words, there's a chilul of kedusha of the Jew. that, in other words, we can be machala the kedusha of the peros, we can be machala the kedusha of the Jew. The Yisus Chora, in other words, being involved in peros, in machalos asuros, that involvement is a lack of iskadishtem. The iskadishtem, the yisem kedoshim, that's the context of machalos asuros. So we have an Isur achila, that's the vidit meisimbam, that's the tumtum halev that comes about from ingesting isur, and we have the hisrachakut mehem in terms of schora that also comes under. So we have over here a common denominator in terms of kedusha between peros shvius and between machalos asuros. The only question is, where is the kedusha? Is it in the peros or is it within us? But the schora is machalo the two kedushas. It's machalo the kedusha of the peros. It's machalo the kedusha within us. Maybe I'll bear opidera chadrush, but I, you know, it's it could be that that's the context of the parasha. Yes.
Can I explain this idea by according to the Shita? Why is it so? If it's such an Isur Asma'i, right, so then why should there be exceptions?
The exceptions that we find is really in a situation of Mikra. Namely, that if you didn't plan it this way, this is not your inyan to be osek. It's not a initiated hitaskus.
It's an objective isur.
With a heter. In other words, how did Chazal know where they can make this attain? And so you saw that the Taz and the Shach, if you went through the whole sugya, say Makom Nasnu Chachamim, in other words, just like Belechas Chovam Moed, that this is a gray area, and just like Chazal can decide which Malachas are Mutar and Aser Chovam Moed, they can decide, even if it's a Din Doraisa, which Schora is Aser and which Schora is Mutar, how far yes to go, how far not to go. It's a good question.
I'll peek there at Hadrash. Hadrash, good reason. If it's also true that, then the vowel is the polar, the word saying, then here, get rid of it.
I'll get rid of it. They didn't say be mafkir it. They gave you this ketter score. You make a profit on it.
But, so that you get rid of it.
Okay, you're not kind of, you're getting rid of it, but you're being the mice, it is score. Yes. There, one could say that it's l'shitatam. Yes. Okay. In other words, the Rashba in his tshuva points out that the moment we're dealing with a min, which is normally sold for food, even if you're selling this for a rodeo or for its wool or for some other purpose, that's usher as well. That comes under the use of schara. This min is usher to schara. Well, Tosa says that it depends upon why you're selling it, what purpose. It could be that it's totally could be, but you know. But even though it turns out the Rashba is more machmir, and Tosis is more mekel, right? So the one who holds is Yisur Drabanan is seder. But if you set up the Drabanan as a din of Shema Yochal, simply coming into contact with it is a Shema Yochal, Tosos minah seder. Okay. The Gemara, we can continue the Gemara. The Gemara then continues in terms of Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah, the Gemara was bothered. Lama li lemichtav lo yei achel. Umay sirei lachem lemishriyei lo lichtav rachmano lo yei achel. V'lo lebo yei lachem. We have an option. Torah simply could have said lo yochal. Ma Chizkiyah, taim adidi name mehacha. This is my source. The fact that the Torah had to say lachem in order to be matir b'hana shows you that lo yei achel is a form that normally asers b'hanah. This is my makar. If Rabbi Bo has his makar in the veil or trefa, my makar is in the world of shratzim. So the Gemara then moves over to the next stage. V'harei chametz. Now we're coming full circle, but the Gemara is not going to remain with chametz. We haven't finished yet. We're only going to get back to chametz farther down the line, after Davon and Beis, etc. But at least we know chametz is one of the machalos asuras. V'harei chametz, that the Torah says, Rachmano Amar lo yeochel chametz. V'tanya Rav Yosef Guli Omar tamalat mecha he chametz aser b'hanoah kol shiva. And Rav Yosef Guli holds that chametz is muter b'hanoah. How can Rav Yosef Guli hold that chametz is muter b'hanoah if the Torah says lo yeochel? Kasha both on Rav Avohu and on Chizkiya. What do they do with Rav Yosef Guli? Shiny hasam. That just as we saw that in Sheretz we had a lachem, that was matir. So over here, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, the lacha is matir. In achinami, from the lo yachel, we would have an iser hanah. But the lacha, shelcha mashma, that the lacha gives you a heter hanah. That's the makar of Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. What about Rabbanan who hold that chametz is aser b'hanah? What do they do with leir lacha? Rabbanan shelcha yataroa taroa shel acherim v'shel gavoa. The lacha is not shelcha yehei. It's not a question of ownership of hanoa, but rather of the tnai whose chametz you're not allowed to see. Only yours, as opposed to chametz of others. V'idach trei lacha ksive. In the same pasuk, it says leir lacha chametz leir lacha saor. V'idach chad benachri shekivashto v'chad benachri shelo kidashto. V'idach tzlasa lacha ksive. V'idach chad besor v'chad b'chametz u'tzrichei. Right, that Sar and Chametz have each of them reasons to be machmir v'chule. In terms of the Yukim Yudaik, what over here is the difference? Why we need a pasuk, two psukim, one for Nochri Shelo Kibashto and one for Nochri Shekibashto? Why do you need a separate pasuk for Nochri Shekibashto? But Rashi, back on Daf Hei Amud Beis, where this drasha is brought earlier, Rashi explains that Nochri Shekivashto, Dehave Mamono Kimamoncha. Dehave Mamono Kimamoncha. As opposed to Lo Kivashto, he's simply Shari Bechatzerecha. Kamash Malon, that's the Havamina. The Havamina is that we distinguish between them, that maybe if you have a Nochri Shekivashto, we would say Mamono Kimamoncha. Kamashmalan, where do we say mamono kamamoncha? In other words, what's the havamin and what's the maskana over here? The havamin is if we have someone who's under your control, we would think that his chametz would be aser because it's like your chametz. Do we find other places in Shas that control is the equivalent of ownership? No, who here learned Baba Kama? Yes? By Eved, that's certainly mamono kamamoncha. That goes beyond kvisha. But I'm saying, where do we find that simply control over an object gives a person ba'alus, or if you want to, lack of control is a chisaron in ba'alus? The Gemara in Baba Kama, when it deals with an object which was stolen, points out that the nigzal is not allowed to be makdish, an item which is his, if it's in the house of a ganav. Ish ki yakdish is beso kodesh, ma beso birshuso, af kol she birshuso. Lema'et, So of course, if we ask, who does this belong to? Bar, it belongs to the nigzal, right? There's no question it belongs to the nigzal. However, eno birshuso is a chisaron in ba'alus. So it's that we see that control is a factor within ba'alus. That's the whole din of that fum fakir, that we have a kind of kinyonig zela. That a gazlan has certain kinyonim in an item, not to the degree that it belongs to him. However, if there's a shinui, then it can turn to be his because of the combination of the maisa gzela plus the shinui, namely that control is a factor. The whole concept of achrayus. Achrayus means that my responsibility. Responsibility. If I'm a shomer on a certain plane, I'm already going to be chayv and chametz and pesach. So you'd have a havamina that nochri shikavashto tachas yado. We'd have a havamina, maybe mamanoka mamoncha, kamash malan. What Simi said, that's a din by avadim. By an eved, mamanoka mamoncha. If you own an eved, that eved would not be allowed to own chametz on Pesach. That goes beyond nachri, shekavash toyado. That's l'chorev shat in the Gemara. However, over here, there's a fascinating Rambam that in which he learns l'chorev, l'shitato. Who is this Nochri Shekavashto Tachas Yodo? The Rambam in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah explains in the beginning of Perek Dalet. There he talks about Bayirah Bayimatze, and he says, Holamadata, Chamet Shel Hekdesh, O Shel Akum, Shehoya Eitzel Yisrael, Afilu Imo Babayit, Hareza Mutar, Nesheno Shelo. That's a Nochri Shelo Kavashto Tachas Yodo. Va'afilu haya shel ger toshav, shiyad Yisrael sheletes alav, ein kofin oso lehotzi hachametz mirishuto v'pesach. What is Ram saying over here? What's this Nachri Shekavasha Tachas Yado? This is what we put the Rav and the Grizz. This is the Nachri Shekavasha Tachas Yado that you have an Achrayus to see that he keeps Shevim Sitzenei Noach. In return, what can he do? He can live in Eretz Yisrael, but what's the Havamina? He can live in Eretz Yisrael, but maybe he can't have Chametz in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say, in other words, it says Rishuso. In other words, we're talking about this Chametz is in Rishuso, it's in his Rishus. But, you know, it would have a Havamina that if he's a Afil Ger Toshav, Shiyad Yisrael Shaletes Alav, Ein Kofin Oso Lahotzi HaChametz Mirishuto BePesach. In other words, that we would have a Havamina, maybe he can only live in Eretz Yisrael, but without Chametz on Pesach. Right, that's like, you know, he there are rules and regulations. You want to live in Eretz Yisrael, so you can't. You even as a goy can't have chametz. Kamash malan, the lacha that this, you know, it's that nachri is not included into the world of bayiro bayimatze. Excuse me.
Especially when
to sustain him, right? So you would think that he would have to follow our rules. Kamash malan. No, he doesn't follow our rules. Okay, the Tosfos over here has lechora a very very powerful question in terms of the Gemara. That the Gemara over here shiny hasam damakra lo yeira el lecha. The Gemara asks on Chizkia, why in the world did the Torah say lo yeira? Right. According to Rav Yosi Haglili, why is Chametz Muter Behana on Pesach? Because even though it says Lo Ye Ochel, which implies an Iser Hana'a, the Torah throws in Lecha to be Matir the Hana'a. So on Chizkia, the same question the Gemara asked earlier. The Gemara asked on Chizkia by Sheretz, why have Lo Ye Ochel and then a Lachem? Simply say Lo Ye Ochel. So Chizkia says, no, that's my source. But here's another situation. There's another case. In other words, why over here? Tema lichtov lo yochel lo yochal lechizkia v'lo boi lecha. In other words, that lechoritz. Don't we still have a kasha on chizkia? A very, very strong kasha. So Tosfos leaves it as a question. I sent you to the other Rishonim. They say, this Gemara is according to Avo. It's not according to chizkia. You can't ask these questions. Or you say Gili is only according to Avo. Not like the pshuto of the Gemara. But what answer do you have? You should have an answer to this question. You should have an answer to this question. The question is, again, if the bottom line, according to Chizkiya / Rav Yosi HaGlili, assuming that Chizkiya said it didn't even quote Rav Yosi HaGlili, the bottom line is that Chametz is going to be Mutar Bahano on Pesach. Right? So, the Chora, why have a Yeyachel and a Lecha? You should simply have a Yochal. Wouldn't that come to the, you know, that would be a much more elegant way of writing that Chametz is Mutar and Hano on Pesach. Why is that not a kashya on Chizkiya? Why is that not a kashya on Chizkiya? Can you answer the question Tosfos asks? Tosfos leaves as a tema. I'm aware Tosfos leaves as a tema. I'm aware that the Rishonim, you know, where it's Ardochik. But you have an answer.
Because Chizkiya wanted Lo Yerchal to make it an Isser and Hefza.
There are other nafkaminas. This is what he pointed out. The Rambam, even though B'chol HaTorah Kulei passes like Rav Avohu, when it comes to Pesach, he passes like Chizkiya. Who needs Chizkiya? Who needs Chizkiya? So he's pointed out, the Rambam paskins that Chametz is Aser B'mashahu. Where did that come from? Right? He says from Lo Ye Achel. Namely, Lo Ye Achel has relevance beyond whether we have over here an Iser Hana'a. The Iser Hana'a is simply a symptom of the fact that we have over here something intrinsic in the Chetzah, but there are other halachos that are also learned out from that. And that's why you need a Lo Yeachil. So the Lo Yeachil is telling us that as opposed to other Yisuri Yachil, other Yisuri Gavra, Lo Yochal, Lo Yochal, Lo Yochal, and other Yisuri Yachil, in order to get to the world of Chatzishir, we have to have a Kol Chelev, we need a separate Rosh of Achule. By Chametz, the Lo Yeachil is telling us we have a whole different world. We have over here an Iser Chefza, we have an Iser Hanoa, we have a Din of Mashu, and then Lecha will come about to remove the Iser Hanoa according to Rav Yosi HaGlili. But it's not just, Lo Yachel is not just a source of Iser Hanoa. Lo Yachel means that we have a different nature of Iser. And that's why the Rambam, you know, it's even the B'chol HaTorah Kulei, Pasul Zakar Avahu, he brought in, we pointed out, Chizkiya, he brought in the Lo Yachel twice within Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, because this is, you know, this is Hilchos Chametzu Matzah. In the Hilchos Ba'acholos Asuros, there we have Nevelos, Trepos, Shkatzim, Orgo, it's all in Hilchos Ba'acholos Asuros, Chadash, all of these dinim, Adam, it's all Hilchos Ba'acholos Asuros. Chametz is Hilchos Chametzu Matzah. Chametz is a different world. Here we have a din, there it's Lo Yochal, Lo Yochal, Lo Yochal, Lo Yochal. Here it's Lo Ye'achel. Here it's Lo Ye'achel, and we have a different world. What you can do then is simply go back and say, well, maybe according to Chizkiah, this is also by Sheretz where it says Lo Ye'achel. Maybe it's also, where else did we have a Lo Ye'achel? By Shor Nisqal, right? In other words, and in Achinami, we'll find that there are certain anomalies within those halachos that may fit in over here as well. But that's certainly, I think, a direction that would answer Tosus's question, Phineas Daiti. Okay. I think we'll stop over here. Birshutchem. It's enough to think about. We're going to move back into the world of Chelev, in terms of Isus Chor, Yosel Lecho Malacha, in terms of the bottom of the Amud. And the Gemara, again, is relatively straightforward, maybe a little complex, but relatively straightforward. Let's see if we can get down. To where, again, it brings the Pulin Shinishlu Bazara Lavdo Raisaninu until Yosef Ahumi Rabbanan. About two-thirds of the way down the Amud. Again, Rashi Tosos, if I think of any Rishonah specifically, I'd like you to see, I'll try and I think of them before Yom Rishon, before Thursday, I'll try and make up a list of Maramakamas for you. But in the meantime, just enjoy learning. Okay.